Good morning. I might just pray before we just listen to me reading something from the Bible for you this morning. Thank you that you are for us, Papa God. Thank you that it is in your being that you want to bless us, that you want to love us. Thank you that you want to help us discover what that means this morning and throughout the rest of the day. And I just ask that you are with us as we listen to your word and as we listen to who you want us to be. Amen. I'm reading to you from James 1, just the last few paragraphs of it. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger struggle along in the rear. God's righteousness does not grow from human anger. So throw all the spoiled virtue and cancerous evil into the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden in your life. Don't fool yourselves into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of their eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. And that person will find delight and affirmation in that action. Anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this. Reach out to the homeless and loveless in their flight, and guard against corruption from the godless world. So the author is here talking about a balance between listening and acting. We are given a warning to listen and think before we act. And when looking at myself, I can really confirm that it is so easy to go with my first instinct to want to go and fix something when I come across a situation that I see as unjust or wrong, or just broken and limping along. But the reason to act seems so important here. God's righteousness does not flow from human anger. I don't like hearing that. And for me, I think the anger that is talked about here can take other forms as well. I think for me, sometimes it can look like frustration. It can look like personal righteousness. It can look like desperation. But the only thing that justifies action for us as Christians is God's righteousness. And that is quite against my natural tendencies. So you can just ask my wife, for example. When she comes home after something happened, maybe at work, or something else she wants to talk about, my first reaction is, let's think about how we fix it. Let me give you some good advice on how you could deal with this. Let me help you come up with a plan. But usually that's not at all what she needs in the first instance. Usually she wants me to understand. She wants me to show empathy and affirm her perception. And for that, I need to listen. And this need to listen first and figure out the heart of who I'm listening to is the same in our relationship with God. His main goal first is that we understand his heart. And then we're in a different situation altogether. We've managed to make the jump from trying to fix the situation to listening to the person, or sometimes pausing and listening to God. This first step of listening ensures that any future action is born out of the relationship and not some other misguided reason. But now we have listened, and ideally we have understood something about the heart of whoever we've listened to. And we have grown in relationship. And now that we are not in our self-righteous mindset anymore, now it's time to act. and our action will look very different. When we understand the heart of God, it will reflect in how we do things and what we do. That is the fruit that listening to God and growing in a relationship with Him produces. It brings out holiness in our action, because the motive is now the relationship and not some moral anger or personal self-righteousness. And in that holiness in our action, and that holiness in our action is what brings out the most benefit for us and the most benefit for the people around us. So I want to give you some space to think a little about where this might fit into a situation in your own life. Especially when we are angry at something, it can be hard to recognize a situation that might need some more listening first. I want to invite you to ask God to speak to you about anything that might come to your mind, and then just sit and listen for a bit. Or maybe you come up with some other relationship where it has been hard to listen, maybe due to anger, maybe because of something else. But also I want to encourage you to invite God into these situations. And then after a bit of silence, I'll play another song, and then we'll have breakfast, which will be served downstairs.